And we're live from Loyola Marymount University. Mike DeWalt, Dr. Dave McEwen, KSRO here live at the site of the 6th Democratic debate, the December debate. Back here live again with Dr. Dave McEwen and a familiar guest joining us this time. It's Adrienne Watson. She's Deputy Communications Director and War Room Director for the DNC. Adrienne, thank you so much for taking the
time. Thanks for having me back.
Adrienne, thank you again for joining us. So let's kind of step back from tonight's debate and look more broadly at the field. Last time we talked to you in Houston, ABC News hosted the debate. It was a different dynamic within the Democratic field. Maybe you could talk about how the race itself has changed from, say, the middle of September to here, say, the middle of December.
Yeah, well, I think that the most obvious change is, and one of the most relevant, is the size of the field, right? So, we started off with this historically large field. And when I say historically large, you know, even Republicans in 2016, there had been 16 or 17 candidates. We had up to 28 in the race.
Were you a
candidate?
Incredibly
large field. I was not.
You're the only one.
I don't think I ever would. But since then, the threshold has steadily increased. It's still moderately low. So to make the December debate stage, you had to have just 4% in four polls, and they had 26 opportunities to do that. But when you're hitting 4% in the polls, you're demonstrating a level of support that is outside of the margin of error now, and it's a lot tougher to get to, actually. And so, you know, on the stage now, we're going to have 7 candidates. I think there's been a little bit of conversation about whether the debate stage should be 7 or 10 or 12 or what. Candidates have put forward some proposals, but ultimately, we feel like the people who are on the debate stage should be the ones who actually have a chance of becoming president. It's hard. You have to hit 15% in a, to just to be awarded delegates.
Right.
So, we're very close to Iowa now, and people should be able to hit 4%. But that's changed the race.
Sure. And we're not only close to Iowa, but we're also headed to impeachment proceedings in the Senate. How does that affect the dynamic as we head to that Des Moines debate in Iowa right before that time frame with so many of the candidates who are actually in the Senate?
The senators, right.
The senators themselves. That obviously is going to play into what is happening, and that will affect Iowa and New Hampshire voters.
First of all, timing is going to be difficult.
Right.
But we've said throughout this process that it is, something that we didn't want to do, but something that we feel like is unavoidable and is really important. And so, the priority is to have a debate, as early as possible while not interfering with that schedule.
And as we look at some of the key states, it's different in the primary dynamic versus the general election dynamic. It seems that there will be a high wave of turnout. There'll be a lot of enthusiasm by Democratic voters. All right, so the Democratic candidate gets 2 to 4 million more votes, but it's still an electoral college state by state. How do Democrats offset that or go into those key districts that we're seeing and key blocks in Wisconsin and some of those battleground states in Ohio, Pennsylvania?
Oh, that's exactly what we're doing. So we put organizers on the ground. We've already put embeds on the ground, which is what we call comms folks like me who, do what I do, but they go into really small and medium-sized media markets where, people don't hear from us as much. Everybody trusts local news, So that's actually, getting through to local news, I think, is more important than almost anything, because when we're having the conversation on cable, we're not getting to people in battleground states who, who we want to win over. And another thing we're doing is getting really niche on issues. So in Wisconsin, like you said, we've been, amplifying every day the effects of Trump's erratic, trade policies, and these farmers who are going bankrupt have so much uncertainty in their jobs. This is a voting bloc that Democrats haven't been able to infiltrate for a long time,
sure.
And now we are.
So if we look at that kind of hyper-local focus for what's going on and moving forward, especially in those battleground states, that's where really this election is going to be won or lost, at least in terms of the general election. How has the War Room MO, how you're doing this, changed, say, over the last 6 months for what you're doing? You talked a little bit about it, but how is what you're doing in attacking? Because clearly the president and his folks are doing this in hyperlocal, going to those rural districts and trying to turn that out. How are Democrats counting
that? Look, I think a huge change and something that happened really recently is look at this healthcare decision. that we just got in, you know, that's going to be a monumental opportunity for Democrats to make healthcare the defining issue of the election.
Which helped them in 2018 in the midterm elections.
Exactly. Right. And, you know, as much talk as there has been about, you know, how impeachment's playing in the battlegrounds, you know, I don't know that people either way on, you know, I don't think impeachment, your opinion on impeachment impacts your vote. Your opinion on healthcare, you know, that is something that people vote for.
And we've seen some of the surveys that are showing that especially those middle of the road voters want to talk less about impeachment and more about the issues that
they're
talking
about. Number one issue. So that's all you'll be hearing from us now.
Okay, so let me give you one more. All right, so we've given you the softballs. How does the incumbent president in a growing economy during peace, how does that incumbent lose? How do Democrats defeat that president?
Well, look, you know, the economy is growing. It was growing and doing really well under President Obama, first of all. I think, you know, secondly, that growing economy is benefiting those at the top so much more than it is benefiting anybody else. So, like, those Trump tax cuts, you know, these huge corporations, extremely wealthy people, have had, you know, tax bills that are zero. But the benefit that, you know, real people, regular people feel is so much less. You know, they're not feeling this growing economy because the benefits are going to other people. So,
excellent.
That hurts.
Let me throw it over to Mike. Mike's got a question for you.
Having a debate this close to an impeachment vote, is there a way to work that to an advantage in some ways? That on one side you have all the members of Congress pointing out every you know, bad thing about the president you could possibly imagine, but then on the other side, almost presenting kind of the options forward. Do they sort of work in tandem like that? Is it a bonus?
That's a good question. You know, I think it's a bonus sometimes. Impeachment, something that dominates a news cycle the way that impeachment does, you know, double-edged sword, right? It can distract from other things that you maybe don't want people to pay attention to. But it also, you know, that's not our primary message, and it's not going to be. And so, you know, ultimately, we want people to really focus in on the candidates tonight and get a great message out of them on prescription drugs and wages and healthcare and so much more. And I think impeachment's going to come up, but, you know, our field's pretty united on it. So,
excellent. Adrian Watson, Deputy Communications Director for the DNC, thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you.
Have fun tonight.
We will.